25 on March 11th. President or Representative Chenault, Representative Heron, Representative Josephson, Representative Sadler, and myself, Chair Olson. We have two people out on excused absences. Let the record reflect we do have a quorum to conduct business. The only thing we have on the calendar today is the continuation of House Bill 74, the ADAB LNG project. We first heard the bill on February 8th and again on March 4th, and I suspect we'll be hearing it several more times. And I request that if anybody on the committee, or for those on the committee that have amendments to this bill, if they get them to Conrad by noon on Thursday. As a recap, before we go into questions and then go into public, or take comments from the public, Sarah Fisher-Gode is in the room along with Nick Simoniak and Mark Davis. We also have online, we have Stuart Goring from Law and Ted Leonard, Executive Director of ADA. And we'll be getting to all them shortly. I guess first up would be Sarah to explain the new fiscal notes. Welcome back. I feel like you're almost a member of the committee. You don't get to vote, though, by the way.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Sarah Fisher-Gode, I'm the Executive Director of the Alaska Energy Authority. Although this is ADA fiscal notes, ADA and AEA have been developing this project and this legislation with respect to the Interior Energy Plan. It's a team effort, and I do have team members here available to help me if I have any questions that stump me. We actually, the fiscal notes, just to explain a bit of the differences on the fiscal notes, the original fiscal notes, as you know, there was a companion bill, Senate Bill 23, and during the Senate Finance deliberation, there had been extensive discussions with legislative finance with respect to the fiscal notes. A couple things that were changed from the fiscal note originally. The ADA fiscal note originally had described revenues to ADA in the fiscal note section rather than revenues to the state of Alaska. And so it was requested that that be changed to reflect potential revenues to the state of Alaska through the ADA dividend program rather than revenues to ADA. The one thing I will point out to that, Mr. Chairman, is that this does reflect revenues to ADA in FY 2014, and since the fiscal note, or excuse me, since the dividend calculation for ADA happens 2 years, there's a two-year lag, you see that revenue reflected in FY 16 for revenues earned in FY 14. So that was the primary adjustment in the original fiscal note. What you will also find in the fiscal note is an attachment that shows a comprehensive evaluation of the fiscal note with respect to the Interior Energy Plan and then also the direct financing program that is incorporated into this legislation. In addition, we did provide another fiscal note that does reflect that the SETS program is capitalized by $125 million in the governor's FY14 budget request. And so that fiscal note was added in order to, again, reflect a comprehensive view with respect to the different parts and pieces of this financing package related to the Interior Energy Plan. And both fiscal notes also reflect the FY14 capital appropriation to ADA of $50 million. And again, all of that had been addressed, I believe, in our PowerPoint presentation with respect to the program and to the bill, but we did want to make sure that that was explicitly explained in the fiscal notes.
Any questions on the fiscal note? Representative Chenault.
Mr. Chairman, I have one, but I have to find it again.
Okay.
So go ahead, and I'll see if I can find it. If not, I'll find it, and as we go through the process, I'll ask the question, yeah.
Representative Josephson?
Nope. None yet. Thank you.
Well, I guess we'll temporarily let you off the hook.
It won't last.
Thank you, Sarah. Well, with that, we'll open up the public testimony. And is anybody in the room planning on testifying on this bill that hasn't signed up? Well, Mark, you want to be public or you want to be invited? Or both?
Mr. Chairman, I was just here to answer any questions you might have.
Oh, we had a yes on this.
Right.
We got Mark. Anybody have any questions for Mark? Don't get up, but anybody have any questions for Nick? Nope. And nobody in the room to testify on this bill? And nobody online? This will be a real short meeting if the speaker doesn't find his question.
I just seen it while ago, and now I'm just trying to go back through.
We did announce public testimony, didn't we?
Yeah. Steve Gordon, do you have anything you want to add? Are you with us?
Mr. Chairman, this is Stuart Gehring, and I am actually only available for questions. I didn't have independent that I wanted to say.
We're just making sure everybody had a chance to weigh in. Ted.
Excuse me, Chair. Again, I'm here just to answer any questions that the committee has, and that's why I'm available for it. Thank you, Chair.
Oh, thank you. With that, we are going to, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Chairman, I haven't found that question, but
we can take a break with these.
I have a couple other questions. Mr. Chairman, and I guess I would ask whoever would like to maybe come up and maybe attempt to answer this, but I would just be curious, does this legislation open ADA's authority with projects beyond the trucking? What I mean by that is, Mr. Chairman, is would this allow, for instance, Brooks Range Petroleum's project, that the state would step forward and pay for that without any authorization from, or take part ownership in a processing facility or any other project out there that they currently cannot do without this piece of legislation?
Mark
or...
For the record, my name is Mark Davis. I'm Deputy Director with ADA. Mr. Speaker, through the Chair. The first part of HB 74 provides for direct financing capabilities for ADA. And it's my assumption that your questions are directed at that. What that would let ADA do is use funds from the revolving fund, which it already has authority to use, operate a project to provide project financing from that same fund for a project without having to actually have an equity ownership in the project. But the same definitions of project that currently apply to 4488-172A would continue to apply, so that doesn't really broaden ADA's authority on the types of projects it would fund. It just changes the funding mechanism.
So you currently have the ability to fund these projects without any new authority?
Mr. Speaker, the Chair, right now if a project comes within the definitions of a project under ADA statutes that meets our statutory tests, we are authorized by the board, not by the management of ADA, right, by the board, to provide funds for the revolving fund to own or operate those projects or a portion of those projects. So an example would be the jack-up rig Endeavor. That was done without going back to legislature, because we use revolving fund as the source.
But you own part of the endeavor. Would this piece of legislation allow you to provide the loans and not intend to own or control any part of a project?
Mr. Speaker, through the Chair, it would allow us to provide financing without having to own the project to avoid certain liabilities, but it would not eliminate or do away with AIDA's control over the project. That is, the project financing piece would be a form of control to achieve the statutory goals of the agency, which are like to alleviate unemployment or and the other or natural resource development. So it has to, we would continue control.
And Mr. Chair, just a follow-up, and Mark, outside of that, could you tell me, and it's probably just through my ignorance, I don't know, but do we have any liability on the Endeavor project?
Speaking through the Chair, when you're an owner, equity owner, you always have potential liability for tortious conduct created by the chattel in which you own, which the chattel being the hard asset. So there's always potential liability. AIDA is a passive investor in that, and we believe our exposure is limited, but it is there. If you engage in project financing, you can eliminate those type of risks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess a couple questions here. I'm going to take advantage of having the time, but the direct financing section of this bill, it seems to be a fairly large expansion of AIDA's authorities, and that may be necessary for this interior energy plan, but this is not going to be, this power is not limited specifically to that interior energy plan. Is that correct?
Representative Sadler, Chair, you are correct. Section 10 to the bill is an uncodified amendment to the statute that's just for this project and does not change the codified structure of AIDA statute, whereas the direct finance bill is a change to the codified statutes, which would apply to any project under that we could now provide financing for under our revolving fund, which again, for the record, is AS 4488172A.
So again, this is an expansion of what the revolving fund can be used for.
No, it's not an expansion of the revolving fund. The definitions, Representative Taylor, to share the definitions of what we can invest in right now, own or invest, are the same. This just changes the mechanism by which you might provide financing. So we haven't broadened the types of projects out at all. Same projects.
Okay. That's it. Any further questions? If not, I'm certainly going to make a comment. We're not going to have $350 to $500 million leave this room without an adequate amount of public testimony. We've been led to believe there was some interest in Fairbanks for it, and I don't see anybody. I see one staffer, two staffers maybe in the room, but you know, until we have adequate public testimony on both sides, hopefully, or at least on the side that wants it, I don't think you're going to see the money leaving the room. We've had the three meetings this week noticed since last Wednesday, and with that comment, I think I better gavel out at 20 minutes to 4.